There's lots to do as the weather is warming up. Top dressing wheat should be on that list. There's several things to think about, and they include the timing of your nitrogen application, the source, the application method, and the nitrogen rate. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm your K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. I provide unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it in your field. Now, ideally, you have enough nitrogen applied in the fall to meet the needs of that wheat crop through green-up. With poorly developed wheat in particular, having adequate nitrogen available in the spring to support tillering when it breaks dormancy will be important. It's also important to supply adequate nitrogen to support that head differentiation a little later in the spring, basically when that head begins to form. Fekes 5 is the stage when that head size and spikelet number are being determined, and that begins just before we see jointing. Now, Fekes 5 occurs early in the spring when the plants begin to green up and begin growth upwards. Now comes the jointing stage. It's important that the nitrogen application be moved into the root zone with precipitation well before jointing to get the most bang for your buck. Most top-dress nitrogen is broadcast applied. In heavy residue situations, this can result in some immobilization of the nitrogen, especially where liquid UAN is used. If no herbicides are applied with that nitrogen, producers can get some benefit from applying that nitrogen in a dribble band on 15 to 18 inch centers. This can also help avoid the mobilization and provide for a little more consistent crop response. The typical sources of nitrogen used for top dressing are UAN solution and dry urea. Numerous trials by K-Seed over the years have shown that both are equally effective. In no-till situations, there may be some slight advantage to applying dry urea since it bounces through the residue and falls to the soil surface. Dribble or surface band UAN applications would avoid much of this tie-up on surface residue as well. However, if you are planning to do a weed and feed or tank mix your nitrogen with a herbicide, you'll use liquid UAN and broadcast it. It might tie up on some residue, but with some rain, it will get washed off and down into that root zone. And finally, we'll discuss nitrogen rate. For 50 bushel yield goal, nitrogen recommendations can easily range from 70 to 80 pounds for total nitrogen. Now, depending on what you put on prior to or at drilling, you may need between 40 and 50 pounds of nitrogen just before the jointing stage. I know wheat budgets are extremely tight, as well as they are for corn and other crops. Don't plan to skimp too much on your nitrogen for your wheat, though. Make sure you have it in that root zone prior to jointing, and so it will have the most effect on your yield and on your protein content. Finally, the K-State Fertilizer Recommendation Bulletin is available on the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. If you have any questions about top dressing your wheat, please give me a call at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, and Sharon Springs, or you can get a hold of me on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby.